Before we wander on into the episode, I just want to make sure that everyone goes out there and hits up the YouTube, check out the Spotify, check out Apple, wherever you're listening or watching to this podcast, is to go down, like it, subscribe, hit the bell if it's YouTube. Make sure you're getting those reminders. We do put these out every week, so make sure you do all that. It helps us out, and in the long run, we can make better things. So again, like, subscribe, all that fun stuff.
We can wander our way over, you know, because this is Wandering Ways.
What's Bigfoot possibility?
What's happening?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just peeling. Have you peeled yet?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah,
it's crazy. The sun hits different down there.
I mean, it is the equator.
The equator. But like, you got to experience it. That's the furthest south I've ever been.
That's the furthest south I've ever been as well.
You didn't go down to Australia when your sister was going there?
No, I didn't. My mom did.
Oh.
So I have not though.
It was good. It was good. Tired still, but it was a good trip.
It was a good trip.
Just peeling my skin.
I know I'm peeling. I'm pretty good. I feel like I'm shedding.
Oh, like I've shed a complete layer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a snake sometimes. If you get a good peel.
Yeah.
You know, like it looks like snake skin.
Yep.
You know what else looks like snake skin?
Snake skin.
Exactly.
All right.
Oh, you got the new photo hanging up.
Huh?
You got the new photo hanging up.
It's a good photo. So everyone can see it.
It is a great photo.
You back on your sleep schedule?
I was up early. I've been waking up at like 2 every morning.
Oh, so you're not.
No, because like when I wake up at 2, I'm like, I look around and I'm like, it's 2 o'clock, go to bed.
Yeah.
Even though
I'm kind of.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, I also like I've been waking up at my usual times, but like I'm going to bed kind of later than usual, and so. I should be. I have to be good to go by Monday.
I know, right? Like I'm just kind of like, for me, I was like, I got here the first day and I passed out at 4.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
And like, well, because like I was like, okay, you got to stay up, right? So then I went upstairs and like I started like taking care of like the like things I needed to mail out. So I'm sitting on my bed and then all of a sudden I'm just like, I have like scissors in this hand. I have like my phone in that hand. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I woke up at midnight and was like, I guess I need to like go back to sleep. So I kind of like cleaned everything up.
Yeah,
but I was up at like 5 that next day.
Yeah, I've been going, well, I don't know. I've been waking up at like 5, 6 every day.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is, you know, beyond the 2 o'clock. Like, it's like, then I force myself to go back to sleep, and then you're up at like 5, 6. And like, you're energized. You're like, okay, like, here's like when I'm going to go do things.
Mm-hmm.
But like everyone in this house sleeps until like 10, so you're just like, the fuck.
I normally wake up at like 5-ish, so
that's
helping me get going. But you know, I've been going to bed late. I've been I don't know, since I got back, I've been just in like, let's do things mode.
Yeah.
Like, let's go out and do things right now since we have I don't really start getting super busy till on Monday.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That, like, yeah, let's go. Stuff to do. I don't got much going on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That's
I'm still in the get me back to Montana mood. I've been in
Yeah.
that a little
When
bit
do you leave?
longer. It's Monday.
Monday you leave.
Yeah, so stay here till Easter. So today's Saturday, Sunday, then dip out.
Oh yeah, tomorrow's Easter.
Yeah, it's the day.
We're gonna find out. Jesus comes out of his cave, and if he sees his shadow, we have 6 more weeks of winter.
It's the holiday.
I'm pretty sure that's what the holiday is.
It's one of them.
Yeah, for sure.
It's one of the rituals.
It's one of the rituals.
And that's why Easter changes in the fall or in the spring. It's never on the same day.
Yeah.
It's always changing because the seasons change.
Yeah, right.
And that's his way of controlling the seasons. You're welcome. This religious history brought to you by the Water and Waste podcast.
Make sure to write that down. There will be a test.
There will be a test. Oh, they were right. So you get to heaven. They were right. You guys it all wrong. Nothing
Yep.
about sinning.
Yeah, it's nothing about doing bad things. No, it's about, well, the weather.
Right. That's why all these ancient nations have holidays around the seasons. They just morph into different things as time goes on, like spring break or tax day,
Exactly.
New Year's Eve.
Exactly.
But really,
You
it's winter solstice.
recovered from the week at all still?
I mean, I think. Yeah, ish. I mean, I've been going to bed at like 8 or 9, which is not typical to me.
No.
And
I mean, you were in, was Nigeria the same kind of time structure as Uganda late?
yes and no, because it was like there was things planned to the tits and like African time. So it's like if they want to go out at 9, you're going out at 11.
Yeah.
And you're out till 1 or 2, and like we did that a couple times where it was like you did that and then you're waking up at 6 a.m. to go drive to the place you need to go. So you're getting like I think the most sleep I got both weeks was that one day you and I slept in, and that
Oh
was like
yeah.
8 hours.
That was clutch. That was clutch
That
having
was
that.
needed.
Yeah, more than I thought.
I'm glad.
I'm old as hell now, man.
No,
I
it's
can't
weird.
do
Well,
that.
I remember going out in Bozeman with these people one time. It was Jared and then these girls. And like they were older and they were saying, like, oh, we just want to like hang out and have a good time. Like kind of like just talk at the bar.
Oh,
Like
yeah.
go to the lounge side, not necessarily go to the club side. And I'm like, no, let's go to the club. Like I'm 22, 23, whatever. I want to dance and do whatever. And like, I get it now. I get the like, nah, dude, like, I haven't seen these guys in a while. Let's just chat. Let's just catch up.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how they go out, which is weird. Cause like there was real no dance floors at the like clubs.
No,
Right.
they're still dancing.
Oh,
They're still dancing.
yeah. But
No, I felt like, when they get those, they got those like celebrity or like, whatever games for whatever sport, and the old star comes out of retirement, and you're like watching, and you're like, dang, they still got a little something, something in there. That's how I felt. I was
oh,
like, I
yeah.
came out of retirement, and then I'm like going, I'm like, hey, there's still a little something, something in the old tank. But
Oh
then,
yeah.
like, what they don't tell you is how that person felt probably like 2, 3 days later. That's exactly what we got going on.
That's why they retire at age 40.
Yeah.
Like, No, like Aaron Donald just retired, right? And then from the NFL, and you have him, like, it's like he's got, like, he's got like 5 more years in the tank, but it's just like, nah, like he'll
Yeah.
see in 2 years, like, do his thing. Or like when Gronk came back for that season, right? Like he takes the break and it's like, oh wow, you got it. But it's like, yeah, like the days after, the recovery days, they hit a
Yeah.
little different.
They hit way different.
But you just gotta give it your all the time,
Yeah.
and you'd be fine.
Sure. Sure, if that's really I don't know if I couldn't go that speed for another week, I'd die.
It was, I mean, the nice thing was, I think Uganda was more of a party. Nigeria
Yeah.
was more of like duties.
Yeah.
And YOLO was definitely, he was definitely more on the let's get like you could tell like he's dealing with his in-laws versus dealing with his family. Like with his family, it was almost like he was like they were running more stuff, they had more stuff organized, but with his in-laws, it was like they planned this at 10, we're gonna be there at 9:50. You know. Like,
Yeah, I could see that vibe. I could see that vibe.
yeah,
Uganda was a party.
like I said, that late. So you remember the lady on the plane or in the airport in Amsterdam that we talked to? Like, she was apparently on our plane from Uganda to Amsterdam,
Yeah.
but then she sought us out, started talking to us in on our flight back to Portland, and she actually sat in the middle row. Like I had my 2 seats to myself. She was in the middle row, had it all to herself laying down. And like I was talking to her, and she was like, you know, I went to the orphanage. It's so crazy how poor Africa is, this and that, you know, like was going. And I was like, lady, we experienced 2 different types of Africa.
Yeah, we did. We it was not the Africa I think a lot of people usually get when they go.
No, we got the whole other side of it. We had people
Yeah.
getting visas in 2 days, passports in 2 days. We had
Yeah.
freaking just party resorts, bougie ass restaurants, bougie ass like clubs. I don't know.
I mean, driving around, you could see that there is that level of poor,
Oh yeah. And that
but
was just in the city.
it's not like we experienced it.
I would have liked to get out in Uganda just to see, because like in Nigeria we were able to like get out of the city, so you saw some of the different stuff. Because like we were pretty safe.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was chill. Even when we were in Kampala, it was so chill.
Yeah, they really talked it down, like kind of like a dangerous spot, but.
YOLO made Uganda sound horrible. Like he's like the roads are gonna be bad, the people, he made everything sound just absolutely horrible. But like, and again, I mean, we had a very different experience probably, but like when we were out, it wasn't like I felt crazy in danger or the roads not great, but I've been on worse roads here in the States.
Right? No, exactly. Like it was like I think a lot of the construction was newer though.
Yeah, I got that talking to Jean.
Yeah.
He made it sound like it, they had made a bunch of improvements.
Yeah. Like, because they hosted something or did something where, like, they had to, like,
Yeah,
step
there was
up.
like a meeting of the African nations.
Oh.
My guy was telling me about it
Oh, the network.
when I got in to Uganda. He
I
was
see.
telling me all about it.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, you see some of those towns and some of those places, like even Abuja, you know, like the new construction would look like the people are trying, but it's like who's trying and how are they trying? You know, is it the
Yeah, it's corrupt as hell.
That's fair.
So it's like, yeah, there's an attempt at trying, but you know, not all of the money's going to the infrastructure.
No, it's going to some pockets.
Yeah, it's going.
Go
Going
but
to a few pockets.
yeah, that's life, right? I guess over there.
I get it. Well, it is life over there because everyone kept saying that's how Africa works, man.
That's true. I mean, even just like paying people off, like the different places we paid them off at, like where you're just like, here's $10, basically.
Yeah.
You know, it's wild. I would have been interested because like I was listening to some guy talk about like traveling in Africa and like India and like Southeast Asia and just kind of like, bro, if you have like American money and you spend American money there, even that gets you just a little bit further. Like of like, you know, it's like, oh, here's $10. Can you get me across this river? And they're like, hell yeah.
Those, those poorer countries for sure. The US dollar goes so much farther. And they want any kind of money they can get.
Why do you need it? You know, like YOLO kept saying they need to eat too.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's why they're trying to weasel as much money as they can out of you. That's why they come up and just say, "Hey, where's my shingles?"
Basically, I was going to say in Nigeria, I saw something that you thought would be funny because I know you've had the incidents with the pigs, but some guy had goats, right? And he was buying goats at the market or whatever. He tied them down to the roof of his van.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do
So yeah,
sometimes.
like each leg like tied down. Like these goats are like, you know,
Gotta do what you gotta do.
they're live, but on the roof. But it was just like, hell yeah, I wish I would have got a picture because I'm like, yeah, exactly. Like in the States, PETA's on your ass. There, it's like, I
Yeah,
have to get
right.
these goats home and I'm not putting them in my car.
Yeah, it's that's what's different is there's that like don't give a fuck mentality. It's like I'm just doing a thing.
Exactly. I'll deal with it if it goes bad. Not, hey, it could go. Like even I saw a guy, he was rebuilding his engine on the side of the road.
Really?
Had the engine block out of the car, was like working on it. And it's like he was gone later that day when we drove back by. You know, I don't know if you looked at the check engine lights in any of the cars you got in, but like every single car we got in had check engine lights on.
Yeah, I did not check that out,
But
but
they were just saying how like in Africa they go till the car breaks down. Until the car's not moving, you're fine.
yeah, that's kind of how I think a lot of places go about it if they don't have the necessary means.
No, that's true.
Probably just leave it where they broke down too.
Sometimes, yeah. I think we saw some of that.
Yeah.
But there wasn't a lot of abandoned shit like that I didn't see. You know what I mean?
No, it wasn't. Like, I don't know, going into it, I was like, this is gonna be a different experience for sure. And it was different. Like, it was very different. It was a good experience, all that. But like at the same time, I think I went into it thinking a lot worse. It was going to look a lot worse than it actually was. Even going around Kampala, and Kampala's crazy.
Right.
Kampala's freaking cars, the little bikes going everywhere, man.
Maybe it was like even just like leaving the wedding. I don't know. Did you see the like military car like pull out and block traffic for us?
Yeah,
That's
dude.
How can you do that?
Yeah, it was kind of wild. Just, and
This.
they're going crazy fast with it, just boom, 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 just going in and out.
And then they just, yeah, they weave like they're weaving through that traffic. I mean, like, sure, you're not going like 80 miles an hour. You're going maybe like 50, but you're still going 50 through
Still.
like traffic in a downtown.
Yeah, no, it's, you're like, it was wild. That was a wild part of the trip. You're experiencing the traffic.
But like, it makes sense too. It's like, to me, it was like organized chaos.
Yeah.
Because like, at the end of the day, that's your car. You're not going to get it in our, like here, we're like, we have insurance. Go ahead, hit me. I'll get a new car. Where over there, it's like, that is my car. I don't, if you hit me, I'm fucked. Like I can't go to
Yeah.
work, feed my family, where it's like, I'm going to be a defensive driver. And you saw that, but then
Yeah,
you,
no, it's true.
like the nicer cars weaseled their way into places.
Yeah, they did. They did.
But I like it. It was very much so a different experience. And then the wedding was like a movie.
It really was. The wedding was something straight out of a movie.
I watched Father of the Bride on
Yeah.
the way back on the plane, because it's on the plane. I was like, oh, like looking at the decor. I was doing like this. I was like, had my phone up. I was doing the like, okay, like, dude, this looks goddamn near the same.
It really was, though, like something you'd see in a movie because they had the dancers and the people like spitting fire. You know, it's like open bar, extravagant pieces.
The
Like
photo booths,
it was crazy.
the pre-wedding party.
The pre-wedding party was like a normal wedding. It was like what everyone else thinks of when it's a wedding around here. But even that was like kind of bougie crazy.
Had a saxophone player. They had the dancers. They had the
Yeah, the big
bar.
displays in the middle of the table.
Oh, I remember listening to him too, man, when he was talking about like the displays and like oh, I remember, like he's like, they were saying they couldn't do this on the tables, and I was like, just fuck it at that point. Like, I guess like when you're putting that much into it, like, yeah, it makes sense. You want it to look a certain way too, because like, it is a lot. So when that, like the colors, the how they pop, really, like that made some of the photos. Like my mom was like, holy crap, like that's an amazing wedding.
Yeah. I mean, when you're balling out like that, you want everything to look the way you want it to look.
Dude, I think they accomplished that. He called me yesterday. He was like, so you glad to be back in America? And I'm like, dude, I missed my food. I missed my just everything. Like you miss it. You miss
Oh, for
the
sure.
up the infrastructure, even
You
though our bridges
missed.
are falling down.
Yeah. The bridge is falling down. But you miss home. You miss your home, you
Yeah.
know, and the things that you have. So, like, missing what you are used to is normal.
Right. No, that's true. I mean, yeah, exactly. And it's like, that's my food. That's my like soda. Like even the sugar, like in the Coca-Colas wasn't as much as like the sugar here. Like our Cokes taste different. And it's like, yeah, I like that taste. I've become accustomed to a certain taste. I mean, I'll still drink whatever down there. I know it's my teeth. I was still drinking a lot of soda. My teeth were more white down there.
Oh.
And I think that's exactly the soda. When you look at like my teeth, like when I drink soda, when I don't drink soda, like they're just a little more yellow here.
Okay.
Huh.
Mine are stained because of coffee, but
Coffee's coffee.
Coffee's real good.
Yeah, coffee's coffee. You need that.
Coffee's coffee. And
Well,
there
and
was some
then
good, the coffee down there at the resort was pretty good.
was it? Well, I mean, I think you'd expect everything good there just because they're trying to be that five-star resort.
Yeah, also coffee's fairly close. They grow coffee beans in Ethiopia, so
They were doing those boys, the Ethiopian boys were trying to get some leaf that you chew on that grows in Ethiopia. Because
they
they were
got
like,
it, I thought.
yeah, they did. They got it from like a local, the local drug dealer, I guess.
That guy's your friend.
Dude, he called me.
Did
He
he?
called me. Yeah. I didn't. I just sent it to voicemail. But he
Oh,
didn't.
my
The
God.
best part, they were talking to him because he had a flip phone or whatever. And they're like, how are you African and don't have WhatsApp? They called him out. Like, do you have WhatsApp? That's how we communicate. So no, it was great. He would really just every time he saw me, want to give me a hug because I would tip him like 10,000 of their dollars every time I saw him.
Yeah, you know, that guy loved you.
Zach, my friend Zach,
Yeah,
again,
that guy
oh, next week.
loved you, man.
Yeah, no, I
They,
mean.
uh, he, uh, every time, then when, like, we're leaving, we're waiting for the van, he just kept going, "I thought you guys left. Like, we wanted to be."
Yeah, I didn't want to have this conversation.
Yeah.
No, it was good. He was nice. I mean, the problem is in this world, like you can't trust no anybody.
No.
Like when it comes down to like the guy who sold you drugs at the resort,
Yeah.
like you can't trust that guy.
No.
And I'm
No.
the one who got the phone number.
He's just making money.
Exactly. He is hustling. But whereas, like when we did it in Nigeria, so we just smoked weed, man. It's illegal there, but you gotta do it on every continent, as they say. But like in Nigeria, it was with like the family's friends that had it, you know, like the
Yo.
kid, like the people who are our age. I don't know the one guy who had it in Nigeria. I didn't like that was the first time I met him, but it's like we're in his car, and he's like, oh yeah, I pick up like my nieces from school and shit. Like that's why the doors have safety lock. Like you're chill, man. Like really nice people. But
Yeah.
because that's
I
like
mean,
good.
this is this that guy does that. Like, he's a middleman, and he's like, "Yo, I make most of my money actually selling stuff to the people at the resort."
Oh yeah, I mean like the fact that like how is weed illegal, but like he's chill with us smoking it in the smoking area.
Yeah.
Like you have that like element there, and it's like he's running the hookah tables. And like the fact
Yeah.
that they're not in uniforms like the rest of the workers, like that's so job. It's like, yeah, no, it's kind of sketchy in that way. But yeah.
Yeah, I
They're just
mean,
trying to make that
that's
though.
like that kind of interaction. That's like back in the day, before marijuana was legal here, kind of thing.
Right.
You know, like that's like straight up. You know, you order a pizza and you just tip really big, and all of a sudden you open the box of pizza and there's like weed in there.
That's that guy.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's the kind of like that's just worse. Like, this society, especially out west of the United States, you know, people are like, "Hey, I need to get some marijuana," and you'd be like, "Just go to the store." They
Right.
just go to the corner. There'll be some. Like, but then you know, when you go to other places in the U.S. where it's not, like, the people are mind boggled that, like, they're like, "Oh yeah, you guys, like, you can just go. You
Oh, it's why like
have to, like,
everyone
know someone."
they try and compare it to, and you're like, no, like when you look at like the regulations Oregon has too, Oregon has like they're growing organ like we're not going to use pesticides. We're not going to like they. It's so like the best, you know. So it's like when you compare, like
Yeah.
it's where like no, it was still shitty weed, but we got it in Africa. It found us.
I
It
was
didn't go searching for it. It found us.
yeah, I was telling these two guys, because they were asking me about my time in Humboldt, and I was like, "Yeah, the Emerald Triangle." And I was telling them about clipping and like the farms out there, and like, you don't go down certain roads because you're like, if you don't know what's at the end of this, you don't go down it. Type deal. And they're like, "What? Like, that's wild." I was like, "Dude, Humboldt's a different place. Like, when you
Is,
think
yeah.
of the States, Humboldt is not the States."
No. And then like you take that layer and like I was like because I was telling people like that, like the bomb shack and his friend when we were in Nigeria. And like I was talking to them about it, and then we got in. And I was like, have you been like, have you ever heard of this place? And I said, and the trees there. And then I showed him a picture of like me next to the redwoods. And I'm like, you've been there? And I'm like, yeah, like it's crazy, man. Like
Yeah.
the trees in the world.
It really is. Like, it's actually like very unique of a place. Like when you really kind of sit down and think about it, because it's like, one, the redwood trees are there, so you feel like you're in a fairy tale just to begin
Exactly.
with. Two, the people and like just the way of life out there is so weird and different that, like, yeah, sure, you technically have the same laws and it's the same, they're Americans,
We're in
but
California.
it's a different world.
Well, and it's what's weird too is like you have the like California beaches. Like you definitely like it there is a transition there. Like you get the more lagoony, the like the it feels like the California coast. And then it's like, but you're in the forest too. It's a weird part of the world. It's a really cool part of the world. I'm glad I've got to go there the few times I have.
Super. It's very, I guess I appreciate that area more. I still I don't know if I'd ever move back, but I do appreciate that area.
Fair, very fair. No, it does. I mean, it makes you think about other areas like that, going to places like this. Because, like, even like going to Uganda, man, like the whole time I was like, it felt like we were in Hawaii, but in reality, you're not. Like,
Yeah, it did. I mean, the weather felt like Hawaii for sure.
the weather, the even just the like humidity, that like all that, like the whole weather experience, the people, no, it did not feel like. That was the interesting part. I think the people is like, we were being like, I don't know, like, I know I talked to you about this, but for listeners, like, you were talking, how many times did you get videotaped or filmed or taken a photo of that, like, by someone else?
I started towards the end, not really paying much attention to it anymore.
But you noticed it.
Yeah, I noticed it for sure. And actually, like, it's interesting because I mean, it happened a lot. Everyone was, I mean, Mzungu, right?
Yeah, right.
But yeah, but like, it was kind of liberating to get to the point where you stopped caring about it or stopped really noticing it, because then it was just like you're just like, all right, just go do you. They're gonna do it anyway, so just really go and do you. Whereas like, before, like especially the pre-wedding party, like there was that one time like you and I were just sitting there talking and the lady just comes up and is just like boom with her phone. You're like, well, that wasn't obvious.
Right. Right. It was crazy. And
It
that, like,
was.
there was some of those. I mean, then there was the ones like you'd see the person like that, like with their phone, like in the flashlight being on you and like them moving it around. And you're like, whatever. Like, they're just filming the like moment too. But it was like that one guy at the hotel that,
I got the came up to you.
yeah, just no. Well, he was sitting in the chair, like all like leaning back like that, doing like his like photo, and then he goes, "Oh, sir," and then puts his arm around me, and then his like he switched the girl who was taking his phone, like she wanted a photo, and I was like, "Whatever." And then my
Yeah, I
parents.
definitely like that aspect of it, I think, is one of the bigger takeaways I have, where it's like, one, I no longer really care with people watching me. I'm just, because everybody watched us. Everybody had their eyes on us. And then two, I guess like I'm not gonna put my eyes on people anymore as much. And I didn't a lot to begin with because I've gotten used to weirdos. But like
You live
now I
around
don't
them
even
for a
think
while.
I may have a meth head trying to convince me that the aliens are coming over and he's trying to save my life, and I'll be like, cool, dude, I'll see you.
I'll see you. No, it was wild, and it was funny. Like my parents asked, like, well, like why were you like you experienced that? But like, there's so many people that go down there to like the villages or the orphanages and all that. Like, didn't you see them? And I was like, yeah, at the airport. Like that's it. Was the flight
Yeah.
header? That was it.
For real though,
Yeah, even the
That's what
flight
I was
header.
telling. I was telling everyone. I was like one of three people without, a lot of melanin.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, there wasn't a lot, like, which was wild. Like, I thought there would be more from Portland. I thought there'd been a couple more of us.
I did too. Us. I did too, but then at the same time, like, I don't think he knows a lot like that way.
It is the Afro, other Africans and the African clubs, the different
Yeah.
schools. Yeah. But like it was cool because like that's like the college crew of guys that is the like
Yeah.
and they are a hoot. We went way too hard.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great. That was great because even Matt was like, "Oh, Mark got drunk." I was like, "Oh yeah, it's like the one time a year he does
Yeah.
the
So,
wedding."
I mean, it's like coming out of retirement, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you watch it and you're like, hey, he might still have some legs in him. But
Yeah.
then, like, it comes back later. You're like, nah, there's a reason why I hung up the cleats and I retired.
Yeah, it's the celebrity like softball game they have before
Yeah.
the star game where it's like, yeah, Jeter still hits a home run. But
Yeah.
the next day he's walking funny.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. That was that was me.
Yeah, because like even like I think like too we would have probably we probably would have done more on Sunday or at least tried to do more on Sunday. Well, I mean it was just weird leaving so late, but like if that
It's
like.
leaving late and making sure we had a ride.
Yeah, and like it was weird how like unorganized organized that the whole thing was.
Yeah.
Like if I would have known there had been another group there that was showing up with us, I would have gone about it differently.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because then it's like, okay, yeah, like we're meeting these guys who are also riding the band with us at this time.
Oh, well,
Versus like,
yeah.
okay, yeah, like we were told Zach and Mark.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. That's a very good point. But
It is what it
it
is. We had a blast. I mean, we were
is
also
what
just
it
going too, because it was a crazy day the day before.
Yeah, I was down bad. I was down bad pretty much until I got home in Ashland, because which was a good 48 hours.
Yeah, how was that drive? Like, because I passed out while you must have been still driving.
Yeah, it was weird, because because we got into Portland, right?
Right.
And I was actually feeling pretty energetic, way more than I thought, because my initial plan was pass out somewhere in Portland, leave
Right.
that morning. I went into the plane rides thinking that.
Right.
But then I got back, I gotten into the States, and I was like, ooh, I'm feeling pretty good. So I like went, I got some food, just talked to some random guy at a Red Robin bar, and then just went down.
Ready? That's crazy. That's wild. Like
Yeah.
I, because
So I had a
I mean,
migraine the whole time, but I had a migraine for all of the flights too.
called a hangover.
Well, that's where it stemmed from, but it was like the rest of the hangover stuff was like gone. It was just the like migraine.
The yeah, probably two from the traveling just amplified it.
Yeah, it did, because whenever we change like altitudes, the
Oh,
like
pressure.
sensitivity would either go up or down.
Yeah. And there was a couple times I was walking because I had both TVs on. I had like my movies on this one and then like the flight on the other one. And like you could see because like it would do that the elevation. You could see like there would be a couple times where he just like went up 1,000 feet and he's like and you'd hear the airplane do that. He's like,
Yeah.
oh, this guy, but like just avoiding turbulence.
Yeah.
The Wild West is full of dangers, from snakes to bears. The outdoorsman must be prepared. That is why, when you experience rivers like the San Juan or the Yellowstone, you must bring a blue ribbon net. Handcrafted and biodegradable, these classic wooden fishing nets are all you need while on the river. Make sure to use code RUGURU10 when checking out at Blue Ribbon Nets. Again, the code is RUGURU10. RUGARU10.
That's why I think that's another reason why I think people were taking photos with me, is because they
Because you
see,
look goofy as
they,
hell.
yeah, and they're like, who dresses goofy, like celebrities, right? Like, he's not a celebrity.
No.
He's just
Yeah,
not.
you don't give much of an F there. All right, I got today for cool shit in nature. I have two things. One of them's real cool. The other thing you sent me, and it's not really, it's more of a news. It's like burp, 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 burp. This is a news alert for the Wandering Ways crew.
Oh, I have a cool shit nature real quick.
Oh,
OBJ
you want
shared
to?
a photo with me of YOLO. That's gotta live somewhere on the internet forever. So shout out to Minute 32 on the Wandering Ways podcast.
Yeah, exactly. But no, this update, if you haven't been following, there's a ton of volcano eruptions happening in Iceland, to the point where a state of emergency declared. Iceland's Blue Lagoon evacuated after largest volcano eruption in 3 years. I feel like it's been evacuated a couple times now.
Dude, that's like the third or fourth, I think. Yeah. Because they did
Yeah,
it
last I
summer
heard
too.
that Grindavik may could possibly be no more.
Yeah, but then I also saw what was really cool when you look at this Iceland stuff.
Yeah.
Because I sent OBJ a bunch of stuff on Iceland.
Yeah. What did he's like? Let's go.
No, he booked his hotel. He's asking me for details and stuff. I sent him our itinerary, but I'm trying to find the picture. It was on one of these Iceland pages, but it was of the highway.
Oh, them doing the construction?
They've already plowed the
Yeah.
lava because it's like it hardens and it's rock, so it's just like destroy it.
They've just like boom. They've just, as one thing destroys, another thing will create.
No, and exactly. It's really
From the
kind of.
ashes of a fire come the flowers of spring.
But here's a video of Grindavik right here. Like, this is why they're evacuating. His houses
Yeah,
literally on
yeah, yeah.
fire.
I think we've actually shown that on the podcast, that one
I think you
before.
have. I think you
But
have.
yeah. Here's another good volcano one. So this is of Mount St. Helens back on May 18th, 1980. I think this is really cool because you can it like really you get to see it go kaboom.
This is literally like the old school frame by frame.
Well, it's 1980, man.
No, I know it's wild because it just shows how like everything happened.
Yeah, this is a good example of where technology has come.
That whole side fell first and then she opened up. Everyone talks about that day.
Yeah, everybody talks about all the ash that was like
Yeah,
falling down everywhere.
they got ash and Great Falls from this.
I mean, look at that. That's a lot of ash.
At least six.
You get that on your skin, that's a lot of lotion. Because you ashy.
Who this guy? I should probably put some lotion on, speaking of, but I haven't. I don't
Yeah,
believe
I
it.
need to as well. You know, it's a thing.
It exists.
It's a thing. Like
Yeah. No, dude, I started going down the Iceland page and started looking at these Instagram accounts of Iceland.
Oh,
Low
you're wanting to go back, huh?
key, I'm trying to like weasel my way into his trip.
Yeah.
I'm like, make sure you get the 4x4, make sure you do this, make sure you do
Yeah,
that.
doesn't he want to? He wants to go in like December, doesn't he?
August, he booked it for August.
Oh, I thought he was looking at December.
Yeah, he's crazy like that, I think. He just kind of ooh, picks one and goes.
Yeah, he does. I
But
admire it's an admirable
yeah.
trait because it's like let's make it happen.
I think it's easier for internationals than Americans to grow to travel like that, that like freedom of like, yeah, just go where it's not
I don't
ingrained in
know if
us.
it's easier,
I just think it's the mindset is a little bit different.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, to be fair, you and I have a little bit of that, because think of our trip to Iceland, like
Oh,
when we were planning that one way back in December of like that year, right? It was just like, I think we were just talking on here and we were like looking at like, okay, where should we go? Where should we go? And then I was like, all right, van's booked.
planes booked. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
You
want
know,
to go
so it's,
back.
yeah, I do too. I want to go other places as well, though.
I do. I agree with you, but like when I think about that trip, I'm just like, I could live there.
In Iceland.
I really think I could live there and be happy. Because you think about the winter,
Means
it's no different than Wolf Point or Billings, where it's like, fuck it, I'm just staying inside all winter. But like the summers, like you live
there's no light,
there.
though.
True. That is true.
There's no light.
That is true.
Like, yeah, you're staying indoors, but you're staying indoors for a couple of reasons. One, cold. Two, dark.
That's true.
You're
That's
gonna
when,
need at least one flashlight.
but that's when you travel to the States for that month or
Oh,
two.
now you want to
Lock
be
up.
rich as hell, have a couple
Lock up shop.
places.
Yeah, exactly. Have a couple props.
Yeah. Would you live in Reykjavik?
No, I low key, I think I would live in Húsavík.
Húsavík?
Just because.
Way up north, then you really get dark.
Yeah, no, because it looked like a nice, safe community. And then,
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say all the communities in Iceland are pretty safe.
no, I liked it. I liked the amenities
This guy,
they had.
it's like the definitely the nicest part of the country.
Well, and then like, but like the drive to like that Ürümqi town, like that's kind of a large city. So like you could go there. I mean, Reykjavik could have all your amenities,
Yeah.
but I feel like it's busy there. I don't know. I liked the low kind of low pace of life out there. And we experienced it with some really good weather and some really good days. And I think that helped.
Yeah.
Cause like the first few days of the trip, man, that fucking sucked, the weather. I thought, oh god
In
damn.
Iceland, well, it was windy.
Yeah, I thought if it's windy and rainy, because I thought it was gonna rain at some points, so I was like, we're fucked. But
Rained a little bit.
as it opened up that
Yeah.
like third day, it was just like, oh.
We pretty much got rid of the wind after the puffins.
Yeah.
And to be fair, where the puffins were, you kind of expect wind.
Oh yeah, especially like you growing up on the coast for you, I bet you're like, yep, that's a
Yeah.
windy spot. Like even just
Oh,
like
yeah.
that's a windy spot.
Yeah, that's a windy spot.
Yeah, but
But
like
you understand why they wear those sweaters all the time, because those sweaters are damn warm.
oh, I know. I broke mine out during Christmas when it got cold in Wolf Point, and I was like, that's all you
I
really
wore
needed.
mine. It's they're nice. You don't get cold in it.
They're itchy though as fuck.
Yeah, that's why I'll wear like a sweatshirt underneath it.
Yeah,
And
well,
then I'm real toasty.
I just wore like a shirt and then I was like, all right, yeah, I know to get a new one.
Fair, fair, fair.
That was good. That was good.
You know how I met that like artist in the customs line, the musician?
Oh yeah, the musician, yeah.
Yeah, he's like legit, legit.
That's what you were saying. What was his name?
Yeah, Mario. He's got like popular songs,
Were you
which
like
I
chatting?
again, huh?
Were you like chatting with him?
Yeah, because like, I'll tell the story of like how I
Yeah.
started talking to him, and then I'll tell you when I got back and I was at work telling the story. But so I'm in line at customs, and I'm kind of at the front of the line, and this guy, him and his like girl are like, hey, are you connecting a flight here? And I said, no, I live in Oregon, so like this is my destination. He's like, do you mind if we cut you? We have to catch a flight to LA, and I have like 13 bags I gotta get. And
Because all this
I was
shit,
like,
huh?
you got a flight? And he goes, yeah, within like 20, 25 minutes on whatever like that. And I was like, all right, like go ahead, go for it. And then he's like, oh, cool, thanks. And talking to him. And I'm like, what were you doing in Amsterdam? And he's like, well, I just got off tour because I'm a musician in like the UK for a month. I was like, oh, dope. Like, what kind of music? He's like, R&B. And I was like, Sweet, man. Like, then I gave him my phone. I was like, put your stuff in there. I'll like look you up afterwards. And so he gets my phone, puts his stuff in, and hands it back. I was like, nice, man. When I'm done with all this, I'm gonna listen to your music. He's like, thanks, man, appreciate you. He like gave me a nuts. Then he's like on his way.
That's funny.
And then I get back to Ashland and I go into work and I'm telling this story. And they're like, oh, who was it? And I was like, his Instagram's like Mario Worldwide. I think his name's like Mario. And like these two girls are like, wait, do you mean like the Mario? And I
Oh.
was like, pretty sure it's not Luigi's cut brother, but yeah, Mario, I don't know. And I like pulled it up, handed it to, and they both looked at it and went like, that's the Mario. The guy was like a big R&B singer, like early or late 2000s, early 2010s. Like
Interesting.
he's got like songs you've probably heard.
That makes sense why he would be touring in the Europe right now too, because like those kind of like it's weird how like delayed they are with like those trends
Yeah.
of
Well,
music.
no, he's probably just getting his there. He probably still tours.
No, I agree, but like in Europe, like that older music, like it like Tyler was saying down like Australia, it's like they're listening to like 2010s music right now.
Oh, I get what you mean.
Like the beats in the clubs, like it's more like that kind of music.
Yeah, it is, but they also have their own music.
That's true. We heard
And
that
that's what
after.
they're more up to date on is their music,
Yeah.
which is like we get it when it's flipped. When we hear their music, it's usually the later stuff.
Right, because it takes off
Yeah.
there and it translates over.
Even though the speed of sound is pretty fast, it's actually fairly slow.
But you said he was probably slipping up in Delta One.
Oh yeah, he was way up because I remember seeing him come off the plane
Right.
because the guy had a big old tracksuit, like velour, looked comfy as hell tracksuit, and like it's a tr kind of tracksuit you'd notice, and I
Right.
was just like the guy just dressed comfy for a flight, like whatevs,
Right.
and he was coming from the like front of the plane.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a cool experience.
Yeah, so if you're a celebrity, understand I won't recognize you. So any celebrities that listen to Wandering Ways, just come out, say hi. I'll treat you just because I won't recognize who you are.
I'll let you cut in line based on your character, not based on who you are.
Exactly.
That's funny. That's good. No, that was a good experience.
It was. We're well at our time. So,
We didn't talk
which
much about
means,
Africa. Maybe we got to talk some more. Maybe bring YOLO on.
yeah, or something. I don't know. I mean, we talked a wee bit about it, but
The beginning.
we're at the final words. So, final words, my guy.
Go travel the world, experience it. It helps. It really does help, I think. The more you understand other people, other cultures, the better the society as a whole is. So go travel. That's it.
Beautiful. Reverence, final words of wisdom. Stay beautiful, everybody. Can't tell you how much I appreciate every single one of you for listening all the way through, listening to it, following along in the adventures, all that fun stuff. Yeah, no, travel is wonderful, whether it's, within the States, out of the States, in Canada, in Mexico, it's all that fun stuff. I've hit three continents now, so I'm like, part of my head's like, gotta try and go for all seven. I'm almost halfway there, so might as well just start getting all of them.
Antarctica, Antarctica,
That
Antarctica.
would be that'd be a dope one. Asia, super cool. Australia, also very cool. So, South America, you want to go to South America? So,
You got to go to South America to go to Antarctica. I'm just saying. Just saying.
oh, that's a twofer. That's a twofer. Although you don't spend a lot of time in South America, I believe, when you
A
do that,
week, a week.
Antarctica.
Just
That'd
take
be well, that'd be such a long and it'd be expensive.
that one. Yeah, that one's gonna be like 20 grand.
Yeah, that wouldn't be. That'd be very expensive. Unlike the last two trips you and I have done, I've actually been fairly budget friendly.
Iceland, we did Iceland on a budget, and then we did, I think we this one like we budgeted for and we fell under that
Under,
budget. I came back with money
yeah, we came
and
back
like
with a lot more
excess
money.
their money too.
So, yeah, but it is what it is, you know. Anyways, that being said, peace out, everybody.
Bye.